So Cadbury is bringing back a classic candy bar. The dozens of Cadbury treats are sold throughout Great Britain, but for the past 13 years, the Cadbury Dairy Milk Tiffin has not been one of them. Now Mashable reports that the classic candy bar will be making a comeback for the first time this summer in the UK. First introduced by the UK candy brand in 1937, the bar was inspired by the British fridge cake known as Tiffin. The milk chocolate candy confection contains dried fruit and crushed biscuit pieces like the original homemade treat. According to a statement from Cadbury's parent company, it was a huge success. Despite its devoted fan base, the Tiffin bar had a rocky history. The production was put on hold between 72 and 85 before being offered limited in the Irish market in 2003. In the time since, Tiffin fans outside of Ireland have reportedly been lamenting its disappearance all over social media. And in response to the online pleas to bring it back, Cadbury said that they will. The Cadbury Dairy Milk Tiffin is available across the UK for $2.14 a bar starting on June 1st, but only 3 million of the products will hit the shelves. Nostalgic foodies will have to act fast. How about that? I've never had a Tiffin. You know, there used to be a movie theater called the Tiffin in Chicago. I'm trying to remember. I think it was on North Avenue. Speaking of places that no longer exist, the Tiffin. I remember seeing a Bronson movie there. I'm trying to remember which Bronson movie. It was that one Bronson movie where he shoots people. You know that one? That one Charles Bronson movie where he has a gun and he shoots some people? So, is there any, Esmeralda, is there any candy bar from your youth that you enjoyed that is no longer around?
I don't think any of them don't exist.
The one that I used to love was Choco Light. It was Choco, C-H-O-C-O, dash L-I-T-E, Choco Light. Right. But that exists under a different name by a different company. It's Aero. It's an Aero bar.
I still don't know what is in it.
A-E-R-O. Now, what it is
oh, that's British.
Yeah, but they have them here in America.
Do they?
And it used to be manufactured. I think Nestle manufactured it here in America, and it was called Choco Light. And if you broke the candy bar, it was just a regular, it was just chocolate. There was no nougat or caramel or peanuts or anything like that. It was just chocolate, but it was whipped very lightly. And if you broke the bar, if you broke a piece off, when you broke it, it looked like a sponge.
Those aren't here.
Yeah, you can get them here.
I would like to see where.
I'm sure you can.
No.
Yeah, you can.
No, it's like a very British thing. Because when I went over there was like a million of them, and I was like, I've never seen this ever.
Now, have you never had one where you like break it and it looks like there's holes in it? There's like sponge holes.
I had some over in England.
Yeah,
but no, they don't make any here.
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean, unless you go to a specialty place,
Choco Light doesn't exist anymore.
You can't go to the Jewel and get an Aero bar.
Well, yeah, I think you can. Can't you?
I don't think so.
Come on, Dan. You remember Choco Light?
Can't say that I do.
It's basically, it's an Aero bar. It's the spongy, you know, it's got the whipped chocolate with the sponge, you know, surface. I used to love those things, man. They were like my favorite. And I remember that they disappeared and I was sad. So I went home and listened to Kiss.
It's only in England, man.
I'm telling you, they have a very similar sort of candy bar.
Crunch bar? Because that's
no,
about
it's not
as close
crunch
it's
bar.
Be.
There's no crunchy stuff. It's just chocolate. It's like highly whipped, very light chocolate.
Yeah, none of that. They don't have those here. Not in general markets. I'm telling you, I've never seen one ever. Because I saw them in England, and I thought it was crazy because they looked weird.
They're good, man. You remember the Marathon bar?
Vaguely,
Dan. You remember the Marathon bar?
Coincidentally, Mike from Novak Construction loved the Marathon candy bar. It lasted a long time.
Look at that. Mike from Novak Construction. Oh, we have to break. All right, we're going to get to forgotten restaurants or, you know, restaurants that are gone and food that you miss. And if anybody has access to a Choco Light-like bar, let me know. All right, we'll be right back.
I sing to your spirit, the men who have served me so long ago.
for Tuesday. Yeah, man, two for Tuesday. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Dixie requested some John Denver. That's Calypso by John Denver. I was in the John Denver army. You got tattoos of John Denver when you joined the John Denver army. He also did a comic with his blood in the ink. I don't know, few people know that, but and I remember when John Denver was unmasked. It was really amazing. All right, we are talking about things that you miss. We got candy bars that we're talking about, and then lost eateries that we're going to get to. But we got some texts coming in. 312-981-7200. We would love to hear some of your favorite places that no longer exist. We like to get nostalgic and reminisce about really fun stuff like this. And we were talking about how this Cadbury company is going to re-release a popular candy bar that was discontinued in the UK. That got me to thinking about stuff that you don't eat anymore that you used to love. And then, of course, restaurants and places to eat in and around the Chicago area that no longer exist that you miss. Candy. Let's see. Dan in Marengo says, I miss Planters cheese balls. They were the best. Yeah, they came in the can. They're not around anymore, the Planters cheese balls? I know you can get cheese balls. Can't you?
Yeah, you can get them.
I don't know about Planters. I know I've seen them like in the big buckets. Like you can get, or like a big plastic container.
Right. I've always seen them, but they're always just kind of generic brands.
The generic ones, not the Planters cheese balls. They were good. 630 area code says, World Market has most of the British candy. Let's see. 815 area code says, Arrow is sold at Irish stores and Irish American Heritage Center. Sandy and Glen Ellen, Jewel does have Arrow bars, exclamation points. Getting ready to go to work there now.
I want to see a picture. You take a picture of that, Sandy.
If somebody's driving right now, go to a Jewel. Or if you're in Glen Ellen, go to the Jewel in Glen Ellen and go to the candy aisle and go, where are the Arrow bars?
Because I would love to see this because I've never, ever, ever seen one here in the States.
630 area code says, you can get an Arrow bar at Walgreens. I work here and sell them all the time.
Are they sure they know what Arrow bar is? It's like a whipped candy bar.
Right.
Seriously. That is a UK thing.
A-E-R-O. That's what both of these texters say.
I mean, it's even spelled all British-y.
That previous texter is absolutely 100% correct. You can get them at World Market.
Okay.
They have a good selection of British candies.
Now, we've got two other texters. We got two other texters that say that Jewel has them and that Walgreens has them.
I want to see pictures. And apparently you guys shop at amazing Walgreens's.
I live right across the street from a Walgreens. I'm going to have to check.
Nothing.
I'll check and see if they've got the Arrow bar. I live right across the street from a Walgreens.
And they're going to go, no. What are you talking about?
I'm going to go busting in there screaming, where's the Arrow bar? So, if anybody's out right now.
Yeah, I want receipts here. I want pictures.
Go get an Arrow bar at a place that's not special. It's not a special place, like a specialized joint. Go to a Walgreens or a Jewel. Go in there and go, where the hell are the Arrow bars? I demand an Arrow bar. And I'm not bailing you out if you get arrested. But, because, you know, busting into a Jewel at 4 o'clock in the morning yelling for Arrow bars is not the smartest thing to do on a Tuesday morning. All right. Lost food places. Esmeralda, is there any place like in J-Town that you grew up going to that no longer exists that you liked?
We used to go to this place, and it was really nothing, but I have memories of going in and having kitty cocktails.
Oh, sure.
It was called Secrets.
That just does not sound like an appropriate place for children.
It was called Secrets. It was just like a regular bistro-like place.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't anything special, but I remember when we would go there, I would always get a kitty cocktail.
Yeah, kitty cocktail. That's a thing that doesn't exist anymore.
I mean, they They do. I mean, they're
no, but
Shirley
that's
Temple.
Just like, yeah, but let's pretend to be drinking.
Right. It's a Shirley Temple, essentially. They called it a kitty.
Well,
cocktail,
it's like,
though.
What is it? It's like, it's 7-Up.
7-Up.
Grenadine.
Mm-hmm.
And a cherry.
Well, it's supposed to be, you can do a mix of 7-Up and ginger ale.
Right.
Yeah, and then the grenadine.
And then a cherry.
Right. And this one had an orange slice.
Oh, you know why?
I felt fancy.
It's a secret.
I felt fancy.
There used to be a place, and I know people remember this place, called the Millionaire's Club. Millionaire's Club. Again, we're going back to the 70s. And if I remember correctly, the one that my parents went to was in like Skokie or Niles or something. And you all felt important because you got like a card. It was like a club. And you would get the Millionaire's Club card. And that was one of those places where you had kitty cocktails, where I would have kitty cocktails. You know? Then the parents would eat steaks and stuff. And I remember the Millionaire's Club was supposed to be really fancy, and it wasn't really. Because my parents, we couldn't afford fancy when I was growing up.
Yeah, it was like that kind of thing.
Yeah. You'd go there, people would dress up, take the kids, they'd sit, you know, at the end of the table and drink kitty cocktails. The parents would get hammered and eat steaks. Then everybody would smoke cigarettes. Because it was the 70s. That's what you did. You got hammered, you ate steaks, and you smoked cigarettes for 14 hours. At a place in Niles that's pretending to be a fancy restaurant, but really isn't. Yeah, the Millionaire's Club. How about this one? O. Henry's at Central and Foster and Northwest Highway. I'm trying to remember. O. Henry's? Because, you know, the Blue Angel was right there. That's where the Blue Angel was. That restaurant. I used to go there all the time, the Blue Angel. You know what we used to get at the Blue Angel? Did you ever have Esmeralda, did you ever have a Franchisee?
Is that a hot dog?
Yeah.
No.
Never had a Franchisee?
No. Is it where they stick the cheese in the middle?
Yeah.
No, but I've heard of them.
See, like, I remember I brought up Franchisee many years ago. Maybe, I don't know, 7-8 years ago on my show. And the people that were on the show with me in the newsroom and my producer had never heard of a Franchisee. They were like, what the hell is a Franchisee? And Franchisees rule. Franchisee is a hot dog sliced down the middle. It's grilled. It's filled with cheese and wrapped in bacon. That's a Franchisee. And it is fantastic. So one night I'm talking about Franchisees, and Paula Cooper was in the newsroom and Andy was producing. And I said, I can't believe you guys have never had a Franchisee. We got to get a Franchisee. So my buddy Dmitry Samarov, who comes in now, he was driving a cab then. He called in and said, I'll go to the Blue Angel and pick up some Franchisees for you guys. So he brought down some Franchisees. And for both Paula and Andy, it was life-changing.
Anything stuffed with cheese is a delicious food
item. It's like cheddar cheese. It's stuffed with cheddar cheese. And it was like real cheddar cheese. Okay, and they cut the hot dog. It's not like they injected it with goo. It's cheddar cheese, and it's all wrapped in bacon. And most of the time, it was a foot long. So it's like two slices of bacon wrapped around this cheese-filled hot dog that was grilled. Fran-cheesy. And the Blue Angel had the best ones. We used to go there all the time. I lived, you know, at Foster and Cumberland. And so we'd end up at the Blue Angel eating Franchisees at 4 o'clock in the morning. So I don't remember O. Henry's at Central Foster and Northwest Highway. Because is it King's Euro, Dan, at Foster and Northwest Highway?
That's
King's
right.
Euro,
yeah.
Right? Right on the corner there by across the street from the old florist. You see the old florist across the street?
It's closed down.
It's closed down, man. What the hell? People still buy flowers.
Do you ever go in?
Yeah, in fact, I did. Yes.
Lately?
Not lately. I don't live there, you know, in that area anymore. Habettler Bowl is still going. You know, they used to have a gun range at Habettler in the basement. I used to go and shoot 45s.
Is that legal?
No, but I would go. I went with my friend's uncle.
when you were studying thugonomics?
I was earning my master's in thugonomics. My friend Dan Long, his uncle, used to take us to Hebetler Bowl, bring his guns, and let us shoot them in the, on the range in the basement of Hebetler. I'm like 10 years old, and I shot a 38, I shot a 45. I'm not kidding. My friend Dan's uncle was a gun. He was a gun enthusiast. I don't want to say he was a gun nut. He was a gun enthusiast. And he used to take us, real responsible. Like, here's this guy. He's my friend's uncle, and we're both like 10. And he's like, let's go to Hebetler and shoot off a few rounds. And we go to Hebetler Bowl and put the giant headphones on, you know, the earphones, and just start shooting. The recoil knocked me on my ass. Like, the 45, like, I shot the 45 and I went flying back. I don't know. I guess there was no supervision. I just remember we went to a Hebetler Bowl. We went in the basement and we shot guns, and no one stopped this man from hanging out with two 10-year-old boys with his guns. There was nobody there to stop. This was the 70s, and hell, I was in the KISS Army, so it was fine. And so was Dan. We were both in the KISS Army, so it was. I think we had to show our KISS Army ID at the door at a Hebetler, and they went, yeah, go ahead. Get the gear in the KISS Army. Go ahead and get a gun. Start shooting stuff. You got away with a lot if you were in the KISS Army in the 70s. How about big boys? That's gone. 847 area code. Mike in Worth says Cal's in Worth on 111th Street. Long gone. Oh, Steve's got one here but via text. 312-981-7200. Food and places that are gone that you miss. I miss this place. Oh, my God. Demon Dogs.
Under the,
yeah,
the red line?
On the Fullerton red line stop.
Right.
Brown, red and brown line.
Yeah, I used to go there a lot. Well, because I went to DePaul.
Yeah, that place was great. That place was great. They had great hot dogs at Demon Dogs. I used to go there all the time. Whenever I went, because I used to go to the movies a lot at the Biograph. I'd go see movies over at the Biograph or the Three Penny. And whenever I would go there, man, anytime I would go see a movie at the Three Penny or at the Biograph, Demon Dogs was the first stop. Oh man, I love that place. So long gone though. All right, we're talking about eateries that we miss. 312-981-7200. Two for Tuesday, man. Yeah, John Denver. Fly away. Boy, what a stark contrast between the first two requests and these. And they were both very popular artists in that decade of the 70s. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. It's Nick DiGilio here. And we're talking about food places that no longer exist that you miss. And I was talking about... This is also true, Esmeralda. You know, I was talking about how my friend's uncle would take me and my friend to Hebetler, to the shooting range in the basement to blow off guns, to shoot real guns. Now, did you know, Esmeralda, that there was a skeet shooting range? There was a shooting range on the lake shore at Diversey?
No.
So people would stand with shotguns and shoot at clay pigeons over Lakeshore Drive, over Lake Michigan. And I don't know what was not stopping them from turning around and shooting at the apartment buildings behind them. But it was there for years. Like, you would drive down Lakeshore Drive and you would see clay pigeons being shot up into the air and people blowing them away with shotguns. This is absolutely, absolutely true. There was a shotgun clay pigeon shooting range with live rounds right on the lake at, I think it was either Diversity or Fullerton. And it was like open to the public. Yeah. Yeah, let's go down to the shooting range on the lake and just shoot clay pigeons out of the sky with shotguns as cars are driving by on Lakeshore Drive. This is a real thing, man.
I hope they had good aim.
Well, that's the thing. Like, what are we doing? Given live shotgun ammo to people standing on the by the lake at Diversey, right next to Lakeshore Drive and high rises. But it was a real thing. People, you know, I tell people that, and they're like, "No, that's you're lying. You're making it up." I'm not making this up. If people text in or call in, it's real. They would just shoot clay pigeons out of the sky with shotguns. I think it was only on the weekends they did it. It was like maybe on Sunday or something. Yeah, let's go down to the lake and just blow stuff out of the sky with a shotgun with live rounds in it at Diversey in the Lakeshore. It's just insane. You think about it, it's like, what? That's the world I grew up in. A guy taking two 10-year-olds to shoot a .45 in the basement of a bowling alley, driving past Lakeshore Drive at Diversey and watching people with shotguns blow stuff out of the sky.
It was also simple back then.
Yeah. Then you go home and play with your chemistry set and your wood-burning kit. Drink some poison and burn down the house. Everybody, welcome to the 70s. Let's see. Here's Dwayne in McHenry. Hey, Dwayne.
Hey, Nick, how you doing?
All right.
Hey, the Millionaires Club used to be in Golf Mill in that shopping
center.
That's right.
So I knew it was like what? I knew it was Skokie or Niles. I knew it was one of the two, yeah.
Yeah, it was right across the street from the Mill Run Theater.
The Mill Run Theater, that's right. You'd go to the Mill Run Theater, you know, to see Neil Diamond or something, and then you'd go across the street and you'd have dinner and cocktails at the Millionaires Club.
That's right, yeah. My dad used to say, oh, you got to be a millionaire to go in there, and he had that little card. And my brother was like, well, if we're a millionaire, how come there's three of us crammed into this little tiny room? It's like, shut up and drink your kitty cocktail.
Exactly right. That's exactly what it was. Go to the Millionaires Club to feel like a millionaire. Yeah. And then go back to the two-bedroom apartment that we live in. That's fantastic. All right, Dwayne, thanks, man.
Take care.
Yeah, the Millionaire Club. Oh, here's some good news from Jim. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Yeah, the Demon Dogs is open at 116th South Pulaski and Alsop.
Okay. Demon Dog, it's the same people that ran the one by DePaul?
Yep.
Wow, okay.
He's got the ribs and the rib tips, and today's Taco Tuesday, and he's got the hot dogs and the chili.
All right, so it's in Alsop now. Demon Dogs is in Alsop. Not as convenient for me as it used to be when it was at the Fullerton L stop.
Does he still have his pictures of Chicago and Jay Leno up?
Yeah, he's got tons of pictures of Chicago. There were tons of pictures of Chicago all over that place.
Yeah, because he's the manager.
Now it's just sport. Now it's mostly they have car things up on there, like hot rods and like from the 60s and
70s. Oh, all right.
And
cool.
I used to live down the street from that gun range off Diversey, and that was still open in the 80s.
I'm not right, Jim. There were people with loaded shotguns on Lakeshore Drive.
Yeah. My first weekend in my apartment, I woke up to gunfire down the street. I'm like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, people do. I'm telling you, Jim, people, when I tell people that, they go, that's not real. And I'm like, no, it's absolutely real.
That place was open till the end of the 80s, beginning of the 90s.
Is that right? It was open that late? Oh,
yep,
my God.
They closed it down because of they were afraid the lead would poison the water.
Yeah, they weren't afraid that like maybe somebody would take a shotgun and blow out a car window or something. They were more concerned about the lead from the shotgun. Oh man! All right.
We're hitting a low flying plane during the air and water show.
Absolutely insane. All right, Jim. Thanks. And you think about that. There you go. Go to Demon Dogs and then just go a little further east and get some shotguns and start blowing stuff out of the sky. That's what we did in the 70s. All right, here's Janet on WGN. Hi, Janet.
Hi, I hope I have good news for you. I was looking up, and I think I might have found the equivalent of a Chocolite.
Well, it's the Aero Bar.
No, it's also made from Nestle's. It's also from Nestle's, and it's in Canada, and it's called a Mirage, M-I-R-A-G-E.
Mirage.
And it's called Real real bubbly milk chocolate.
Okay, so that's available in Canada.
No, you can get it on Amazon.
Oh, you can get it on Amazon. Okay.
10 bars are $19.79.
Wow, 10 bars are $19.79. Mm-hmm. The last year that anybody ate those.
Probably.
All right. Thank you, Janet.
Okay, sure. Just thank wanted you. To let you know.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. 269 area code also says that you can get the Aero bars on Amazon. You can get anything on Amazon.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can order whatever you'd like.
We still haven't heard it from anybody who went to the Jewels or the Walgreens to get a...
Because they're not there.
We did get a picture, though.
We got a picture?
I don't trust that picture, though.
Well, I didn't see it. Is it out? Did you put it on the Facebook page?
I don't know if I technically can. Came in via text, but...
Oh.
Because it's just a picture of two bars, and then there's nothing. You know what I mean? Like,
but that countertop
tell.
Is somebody's countertop.
So,
okay.
So wait a minute. What do you want? You want someone standing in front of a Jewel with the Jewel sign behind them?
I want at least, like, racks of candy.
The Aero bar in their hand and a receipt? Is this what you want? What are you?
I'm just saying.
What are you,
that
F. Lee Bailey? What the hell is going on here?
I'm just saying that picture looks too much like something out of a Google Images.
All right. Attorney Esmeralda Leon will be back. We'll take a break.
Jeez, what was it yesterday? A bull rider for the law?
Yeah, no.
A bullfighter.
Bullfighter for the law. Call on the general and save some time. All right. We'll be right back with the news. Yeah. Two for Tuesday. Yeah, man. Two for Tuesday. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. 847 area code requested some Gary Wright. Not my old partner. That was Gary Lee Wright. But Gary Wright with Dreamweaver. Yeah. All right. We are talking about lost eateries, places in Chicago that you loved, and we were talking about food that you used to eat. Let's see. Dan said, wait a minute, I read that one already. Hold on a minute. 630 area code says a special Christmas sugar cookie used to be sold by the Jewels, at least until 1980. It had an anise flavor, finely cut multicolored sugar sprinkles. They were called Jingles. I personally disliked them, but I would buy them for my brother who loved them, but I haven't seen them in many years. I remember those. Yes. Absolutely. Trucker Rich says, I remember we had gun safety classes in the 60s. Yeah, we didn't. We would just go to the basement in a bowling alley and start shooting guns. That was our safety class was the literature from the KISS Army.
That was like homeschooling.
Was that? Yeah. Where did you learn about gun safety? A Bettler bowl in the basement? All right. Let's see. Brian says, McCuddy's Bar across from the old Comiskey's and Jay's Beef. They had great pepper and egg sandwich. Jay's Beef. Jay's Beef on Montrose and... Is that Narragansett? Is it Narragansett?
Yes, but I think he's referring to a different one.
A different one?
Because it's outside.
Oh, okay. Because there's a... That, you know what I'm talking about. They're at McDonald's on the corner.
That's where we get our beefs, yeah.
Jay's Beef, right? That place rules.
Yeah, it's great.
God, I thought for a second it was closed.
Great chicken sandwich.
I'm glad he mentioned the pepper and egg sandwich because, like, all of my friends when I was, you know, hanging out with my buddies who lived on the Northwest Side, they were all Catholic. So, like, on Fridays, we would go there during Lent and get the pepper. They had the best pepper and egg sandwich I ever had in my life was at Jay's. It was so funny. Whenever we'd go out to eat during Lent on Friday or something, like, all my friends would be like, I'll take this, I'll take that. And I would just go, bring meat. Bring meat. I will have meat juice to drink. You know? And then the waiter or waitress would go, you're not Catholic. I'm like, no, bring me a pile of meat and a giant cup of meat juice. My friends are all like, you know you're going to burn in hell, man. Jay says, I really wanted to impress a date. I would take him to the Como Inn on Milwaukee. Yeah, man, that place ruled. Como Inn, mentioned in Glengarry Glen Ross, baby, forever will be immortalized in Glengarry Glen Ross. Rich in Florida says, my lost food place is Cafe Bohemia. 262 area code says, is Tasty Pup still located at the Metro's Northwest line near Harlem and Edison Park? I live down the street. Dan, is it there?
I don't think so.
I think Tasty Pup is gone. Rob says, Flukies. Oh, man, I loved Flukies. On Peterson? I want to say Peterson in Western? That place was great. Sam says, Homestead Ribs in Blue Island. Bob says, do you remember Shanghai Lil's? Oh, yeah. Shanghai Lil's on Milwaukee, not far from where, as a 10-year-old, I would shoot 45s. Not very far from a Bettler. We used to go to Shanghai Lil's all the time. My parents loved that place. It was right by Tasty Hasty. Does anybody remember Tasty Hasty? You guys are too young. Also on Milwaukee. Man, that area... Jeez, there's been like 10 places mentioned near that and around that fantastic Milwaukee Northwest Highway and Foster area. Tasty Hasty was awesome because it was a drive-in. Go up, park the car, get up there, order, you get your food. They'd bring it out to the car on a tray, or you can go in and order it, a walk-up like Superdog. Tasty Hasty, you go in there, and they used to have like a big box on the counter where kids could reach in and take some toys, some little trinkets. Man, they were terrible. They were like little pieces of plastic that probably cost, you know, a half cent for a box. But it was like, cool, I got a free little toy at Tasty Hasty. 773 area code, Buffalo Ice Cream. Yeah, I live right by where Buffalo Ice Cream used to be, right on Irving. 815 area code says there used to be a place in Algonquin called Lang's. Breakfast to lunch, only Chinese food, always packed. Oh, Lang's. 630 area code says I used to eat at a place called Penn Island, and they put a piece of pie in the kitty cocktail. What?
That sounds amazing.
What?
I might have a kitty cocktail party just to put pie in the kitty cocktail.
You should have it Sunday for your daughter's birthday.
Yeah. Do you just smush it in there, or were they like blending
it? I mean, I could
it?
See like the little spear with the, just a little, you know, a little bit of cherry pie,
and you stick it into the
Oh man, you'd be giving that to kids. Just imagining the sugar rush.
Oh yeah, no, they would be jumping up and down like monkeys. Steve from Schaumburg says, I remember Hippo's Hot Dogs on Higgins. It was pre-Portillo's. They had great fresh-cut fries, little figurines of hippos that people would bring in from all over the country, and they were scattered all over the restaurant. Hippos, man. Mike says, what about Barnaby's? Oh, yeah, Barnaby's was big. That was a big place. Joyce in Sycamore said, Bill Knapp's in Naperville had great ham croquettes and au gratin potatoes. Oh, my God. Ham croquettes and au gratin potatoes. I would eat that for 4 hours straight. Are you kidding me? Tim from Plainfield said, Zips Burgers. Best burgers ever. I guess they were mostly down south. I don't know Zips. 219, Dog and Suds. Oh, classic. Coldest root beer, good dogs and fries during the summers. Alfredo said there used to be a chain called Burger Chef. Their burgers were not as good as McDonald's or Burger King, so I don't miss them a bit. I remember Burger Chef. 312, Nick, the original brewery on Broadway near Wellington, east of the street. You used to walk up the worn-out stairs to the second level. Best burgers back in the 70s and cottage fries. 630 area code says Cock Robin and Prince Castle. Yeah, Prince Castle. There used to be a Prince Castle right by Wrigley. I haven't been in the Wrigley area in a while. Dan, is that, it's like at the cross section, Sheffield, Clark, and whatever that side street is. It used to be, for a while, it was Einstein's. Do you know what that area I'm talking about?
No.
It's like a on the corner there. It was Einstein's. It was right by. Did you see Here Comes a Regular?
I did not.
Oh, okay. Well, it was right by the theater where we did Here Comes a Regular, and it was a Prince Castle when I was a kid. It was a Prince Castle, that corner right there. It was Sheffield, Clark, and I can't remember. South of Addison.
Morning Engineer Ben says that might have been a King's Castle.
Not oh, a King's Castle. That's right. It was a King's Castle. How about 708 says, how about fried clams at Howard Johnson and the Tollway Plazas? You know, you can always trust fried clams at a tollway. That's if I want to get fried clam, if I want to get fried clams, I'm going to a tollway Holiday Inn. All right, we're going to do a few more of these, 312-981-7200, and then I got to try out some fantastic pickup lines here and see how Esmeralda handles my stunning suaveness with these incredible pickup lines. My love is deadline. Yeah, man. 847 area code for two for Tuesday. Requested some Gary Wright. We've got some 70s fans listening to the show this morning, which is good. Hi, it's Nick DiGilio here on WGN. We're talking about restaurants and places that are no longer in existence that we miss here and around the Chicago area. And I was talking about the gun club there where people had shotguns and they would just shoot them off on Lakeshore Drive. 815 area code says Lincoln Park Gun Club was the clay pigeon shoots on the Lakeshore on Lakeshore Drive. Lincoln Park Gun Club. 773 area code says they shot over the lake at the Lincoln Park Gun Club because of the lead in the water. That's why they closed it. Yes, I know. I know they shot over the lake. They stood near Lakeshore Drive with loaded shotguns and shot over the lake. Rich in Florida said, we used to swim out to retrieve the clay pigeons that didn't break when they hit the water. What? Was that a thing? Is that what that was a thing? Hey, let's go down and Diversity Harbor and swim out to the to get the clay pigeons that didn't break. That's crazy. All right, here's Linda on WGN. Hi, Linda.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, being as you mentioned, the gun club also, besides the restaurant I was going to tell you, Madura's Dance Land that was right over the border in Indiana, and Jim Lounsbury, who used to host Dance Land on TV here in Channel 9, used to have hops on the weekends there for all the teens that would come from all over in Chicago and Indiana to go there and dance.
Wow.
Back in the 60s.
Okay.
And Phil Schmidt's restaurant, they had the best frog legs and lake perch there was. They were right behind Lever Brothers off of Indianapolis Boulevard and Calumet Avenue by Five Points. And people would come from all over, and they'd come from home to vacation here or whatever. And the first place they'd say, we have to go to Phil Schmidt's for frog legs.
Mm-hmm. I remember reading about that. Yep, I remember that.
And you can't find another place that has good fish like they did.
Well, it's one of those days. It's one of those things. It's like those were the days of the supper club, you know. And supper clubs still do exist, but there was a time when that was they were all over the place. In fact, Dave Hoekstra, who hosts a show here on WGN on Saturday nights here on GN, wrote a great book profiling the supper clubs that are still around in the Midwest. And it's a tremendous book. Wish I could remember the name of it. I think it's called like Supper Club. Dan, could you find out what Dave's book is called? I had Dave on my show a few years ago when it was released. And you can listen to Dave. He's great. He's on Saturday nights here on WGN. He's on 9 to 11. Oh, he's got my old show. So.
And it's called The Supper Club Book.
It's the Supper Club book. Oh, good. Okay. And you should pick it up. It's great. And it's exactly the kind of stuff that Linda's talking about. And there's wonderful pictures in it and really great interviews. It's a terrific book. So there you go. Let's see. Thank you, Linda, for the call. And here's Patty on WGN. Hi, Patty.
Hi. Good morning.
Morning.
I mentioned the Leo's. and the Red Star Inn. And they were great places. They have baby showers and
the Red Star Inn is literally, well, it's not a Red Star Inn anymore. Now it's a Potbellies and a Lou Malnati's. And it is literally like 900 feet from my front door.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, right off of the Kennedy at Irving.
Then I was reminiscing when I was waiting to talk to you. There was a Father and Son pizza.
Oh, yeah, sure.
With the big football pizza we used to order.
Yep.
And then Casa Luna.
Casa Luna. Casa Luna, also in the same area, the northwest side, yeah.
I loved it. I loved going there.
Yeah, that place was great. Casa Luna was awesome.
They had the old piano there, like the old play piano.
Yeah.
Player piano.
Right.
And they had the old movies from the, like,
Like the silent era. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Casa Luna. Great place. So I've often said that it's dangerous where I live now, because like the Lou Malnati's is like 900 feet away and smoke is like 1,200 feet away. So I could conceivably weigh 600 pounds by July. So Chicken Unlimited was located on Lawrence near the Sears on Lawrence by Ravenswood, says Pat. Chicken Unlimited. I remember Chicken Unlimited. They're closing that Sears down. Do you know that, Esmeralda? The Sears at Lawrence and Ravenswood is being closed down?
I did.
Man.
I've been in there.
Yeah, it's got a lot of history.
Yeah.
A lot of history.
Hopefully they do something good with it.
224 area code says, The Huddle House on Irving Park and Central Park. Great gravy fried. Wait a minute. Huddle House. The Huddle House that I know of is on Kimball near Lawrence, right across the street from the Brown Line stop. The Kimball Brown Line stop, right across the street from there. That's the Huddle House that I know of. 24 hours. I can't tell you how many times I was in there.
I don't know if it's there anymore.
Oh, come on. Seriously?
I'm trying to think. Because they've redone that little bit. Like, there's been new stuff in there.
Well, I moved out of there in 2011. I moved out of that neighborhood in 2011 and lived at Wilson and Kimball, essentially. I lived at Wilson in St. Louis with Heather.
Oh, no, it's still there.
Yeah, it's got to be.
There's something next door that's
they have the hot dog. Well, when I moved out, they had just opened like a taco joint.
Oh, in that mini mall, yeah.
And
there's
a mini mall there.
I just found the Huddle House website, but this looks too sleek.
For the Huddle? They have a website?
I think this is a different
Huddle House. It's got to be a different Huddle House. Trust me. The Huddle House on Kimball does not have a website.
Same thing, though.
Really?
Like a grill place.
A diner grill,
right?
That's open 24 hours
that
and serves
fancier.
And serves drunk people, which is what... That's why I was there. I was there. Be there like 3 o'clock in the morning. Wally's Hot Dogs. Yeah, Wally's on Central. Totally remember that place, 224 area code. Lisa says Tasty Hasty also had the best milkshakes ever. Wow. Okay. Buffalo Ice Cream, it still exists. It's on the corner of Arlington Heights Road and Lake Cook Road. That's not the one that was on Irving, obviously. Heritage House in Norridge ruled. Dan, you live near a classic restaurant. Of the Northwest Side.
Legendary Big Top restaurant.
The Big Top, man. That place rules. Yeah. I forgot how close you live to the Big Top.
Literally down the block.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, man.
It's my brother's favorite hamburger.
That place rules. Always has. Always has. Dan, you ever go there after teasers? Because when you were throwing your pants out the window?
We went to Teasers. We went to the Taco Burrito King across the street in Harlem and Higgins. That was open 24 hours.
Yeah, I've been there a few times, Dan.
I go there for a breakfast burrito every once in a while. And by breakfast, I mean a regular burrito. I'm just eating it at breakfast time.
Well, yeah, that's dinner time for us. Jack's on Tui and Skokie. Cloud of smoke packed till 3 a.m. Had to wait for a table. Little hot dog stand on the corner of Addison and Long. He didn't even have a name on it. It was a converted bus. It was dirty and gross, and the food was amazing. Jordy's in Waukegan had cheap food, and it tasted really good after a night out, says Jesse. And Jerry says, don't forget Slicker Sam's in Melrose Park. There was a stuffed polar bear above the door. Had to come back in. Signature food was the Kodiak burger. All right.
Oh, you know which one I remember? And you might remember it, too.
What?
Was that little, it was like a hut on the corner of Diversey and wherever that Costco is.
Diversey, you mean the Six Corners area by the Popeyes?
No, it's just
that's Fullerton.
It's after Belmont.
No.
Or no. It's after Belmont. It's Diversey and something else. It's where the Costco is on Diversey.
Yeah, I know, but I'm trying to figure out where
the LaThorpe homes are.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
So there is I think it's like a cellular store now, but there used to be a hut literally on that corner that sold pork chop sandwiches.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that place.
And it was weird and weird because it was very small and it was probably not very sanitary.
No.
But man, those pork chop sandwiches were good.
I'm telling you, sometimes we remember things tasting better than they really were because we were probably drunk. That's another thing.
And that they had a burger there. A burger and fries was like $2.
Yeah.
It was insane.
Ridiculous. All right, we have to break. I still have like a ton of lost eateries here from a list that I have, and we'll go through those some other time. I'm going to put those away when we come back. We'll talk some bad pickup lines. News is next.